The American television series Seinfeld was famous for its unusual and often strange conversations. These conversations often took place in a diner, a kind of small, informal restaurant. In one program, the character George is sad about where he is in life. George feels that he has made poor choices. He wants to change his life around by doing the opposite of what he has done. He would like to eat different foods, be willing to talk to strangers, and so on. Let's listen to a few lines from the show.
Well, here's your chance to try the opposite. Instead of tuna salad and being intimidated by women, chicken salad and going right up to them.
Yeah. I should do the opposite. I should.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Today, we will explore the idea of opposites. Namely, we will look at words that have at least two meanings, one meaning and an opposite meaning. We will also explore disputes around these words, like one involving the word literally.
English has a number of words with opposite meanings. They are called contronyms. You will hear contronyms in the news, official speeches, and everyday conversation. You will even see them in writing. Consider the word sanction. A sanction can be a kind of punishment for disobeying a law, especially an international law. Imagine you hear a news story about the United Nations Security Council. The story might begin with the words, "Security Council votes to impose sanctions." If you follow the news, you are probably familiar with this expression. However, the word sanction can have an opposite meaning, an official approval for an action. For example, you might read a news story about a legal dispute. The story might say, "Critics say the policy lacked legal sanction." In this case, the critics are saying that the policy did not have official approval. Because sanction has a second, opposite meaning, it is a contronym. Here's another example of a contronym, the word bill. You can have a $50 bill, or you can receive a $50 bill for medical services. In the first example, bill means a piece of paper money. In the second case, bill suggests a document that tells you how much money you owe.
Americans sometimes dispute the use of a contronym. Consider the word literally. On the internet, many stories and videos are sharply critical of this word.
A lot of you out there who say literally don't seem to understand what literally means.
Literally, in its traditional meaning, means by the letter. It later took on the meaning, with the meaning of each word given exactly. Americans often use it in a completely different way. Imagine you hear the following conversation.
Did you hear Tom's story?
Yes, I was literally dying of laughter. It was so funny.
Here, the second speaker does not mean that she is dying. When she says literally, she means figuratively. The word literally is like the character George from Seinfeld. Literally, like George, spent time doing one thing. Now, it is looking for a change. Naturally, the word itself is not making this decision to change. English speakers are using the word in different ways. There is nothing new or strange about this change. Many words change over time, just like people and societies.
John McWhorter is an expert on languages. He notes that English speakers use some words for what he calls common, social uses. He refers to these uses by the acronym FACE. Do not worry about all of the terms. The one we are interested in is the letter F in FACE. It means factuality. McWhorter notes that English speakers use words to show how truthful or exact their statements are. In other words, they include words to show how factual their statements are. Literally has become a word that shows factuality. It shows that the speaker is using an overstatement or exaggerated language. So when a person says, "I was literally dying of laughter," they are using the word literally to show that they are using exaggerated language. If you compare this use of literally with the first definition of literally, you will notice that literally has become a contronym. McWhorter notes that this is a natural progression for the word. There is nothing wrong or incorrect about this change, he adds.
The next time you are listening to an English speaker or reading a document in English, look for examples of contronyms. If you are having trouble understanding a sentence, it might be because the speaker or writer is using a less common meaning of a word. Try to think about the word's context. Sometimes you can understand a contronym's meaning by thinking about the other words that come in the sentence with it. Contronyms are a strange, fun part of language. They are literally the easiest thing about the English language.
I think you are exaggerating. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm John Russell.